Toivli, Toras Picha, me alfi, zo vechesef. Lahovin, lashem, me alfi, mashma, me alfi, toivre, veloim, me rivervois, kilu, Toras only better than $1,000. But $10,000, no, chas v'shona. Achdenoida, she's galus, lakusis, baruch, nice, it's a long piece, but nice, it's the Yisoidus, as we've spoken, discussed a lot in earlier pieces, so. Noida, she's galus, lakusis, baruch, she tzimtzim is atzme ba toyer she nivnis mechos bechof beis oisius. The Rabban Shalom has been tzimtzim himself in mechof beis oisius. For oyer and soy boruch hu shifas chiyusoy chaye achayim besoy choisius. The Rabban Shalom is the shefa of chaye achayim inside the oisius. In other words, inside the oisius is chiyus. Shalkein oireisa v'kud shibrich v'chada. The Torah is the chof beis oisius and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one because the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the oisius. V'chol zeh wali deh dibur. That's why the Rabban Shalom gave the Torah over in a tzur of a dibur. It's a dibur. Sha'ein soy boruch hu dibur is a Torah. V'aydaber l'kim is kol advon. Chin kam upon my daba Hashem. Wali deh dibur hu hichnis ba bois baruch chiyusoy oiratz atzmus ein soy boruch hu. Why? What's dibur going to do with chiyus? K'moy lehavdol elef alfei adolos. Ha'odem l'kish medabe diburim machnis chiyusoy ba diburim. The person speaks with his neshima, he speaks with the ruach piv, so he speaks with his chiyus. Yachiyus who medaber. So mainly the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah the b'chin of dibur because the Baruch Shalom put all his chiyus in the Torah. All his chiyus, chiyus. In other words, you want to be medaber by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole end of Torah is with Yivar Tavo. Every time it's by Dabar Shalom, Yishar Dabar B'nei Yisrael, means the Baruch Shalom is giving the chiyus of that mitzvah. The chiyus of that, the chiyus kam yachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is mitzumtzum in that thing. But every dibur is only a mokim of the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we discussed so many times really, Breish is base is a bais, because inside the bais is the chiyus. The ikke is, that's why Hira is lav kedibur. One of the bechinas, Hira lav kedibur domi. Why? Because when a person speaks, he's speaking the chiyus. Thinking with chiyus, dibur is you put your chiyus. That's the way a person speaks. He brings up his neshima, his ruach, his chel kamashama comes into the bechinas dibur. That's why dibur is it brings chayim or brings mavis, right? It can be lashon toiv is chayim, lashon hara is mavis. The whole dibur is either chayim or mavis. If a person dies, they lose the b'chin of dibur, kilo. Lose the b'chin of dibur. That's why through the Helga Torah, if people learn the Torah, that's pshat sivsoiv of doyum is bekever. Why dafke sivsoiv? Why dafke their lips? Because pshat is they're alive. If it's kilo they're alive, then they still have dibur. Still have dibur, sivsoiv of doyum is bekever. Not of Aviyu and Nifta, it says Vayidemar. The reaction of the tragedy of not of Aviyu being Nifta was the Vayidemar, and it was a psak of Dibur. Because Dibur is Moitzi the Chiyus. So then the Chiyus went back to the Makoimoy, and that was the Bechin of Vayidemar. But the Etzim, that's why the Baruch Hu gave the Torah that way. That's the Baruch Hu. That's how we have to learn Torah, he's going to explain. That's why after it says, V'haftus Hashem lekecha kol avavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol maidecha, which means the person has to be prepared to give his Chiyus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesiris Nefesh. Straight after it says, "Boy, advar ma'ela shenayichin tzavchay ma'alav erechad." The person is willing to give his dibur to be mekasha his dibur with the dibur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Pshat is the whole vote is that you break the tzimtzum of the oisius. You break the tzimtzum of the oisius. Yeah, that's why koil, the bechin of koil is before dibur. So the koil is mamish ki'ilu the etzem achayim. The koil is mamish the chiyus. There you can dehair the chiyus really. That's why somebody, his life chas v'shalom is in danger. So he gives a scream out, he gives a koil. He doesn't put it into diburim. Why? Because his life, he feels suddenly his life. He wants to hold on to his chayim. That's the bechin of koil. And it's before dibur, before it breaks into the tzimtzum of dibur. So pshat is therefore on Rosh Hashanah, we're asking for chayim, zecheinu l'chayim, elachavetz v'chayim, chasveinu b'seif v'chayim, if you blow shofar. Shofar is koil. Shofar is earlier than oisius. So pshat is, that's why we said, that's before already, that the Gemara says that shofar par is shofar. The Pasuk says, shofar par is shofar. Because what is the shofar par? It's like the breaking of dibur. That's the shofar. Shofar par is the shofar. It breaks the dibur, goes inside the dibur. It cuts the dibur, and it goes inside the dibur, and there you see the bechinas koil. So therefore, a person wants to ask for if it's zecheinu l'chaim and l'chavetz b'chaim. So then he has to be medabek his koil. His koil is to go back to his koil, because the person is a musug of speaking. Speaking me'asof el achutz, like Chazal say about doig. His Torah was me'asof el achutz. That's the beginning with achiyus. Me'asof el achutz. It's not the right dibur. Dibur is going to come from the achiyus of the person. That's with dibar tabom. The whole mitzvah is dafka with dibar tabom. Person's got to be dovek through speaking, then he can feel the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who spoke. It's makasha his dibur with the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that spoke, and then he's makasha his chiyus with the chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the bechina of dibur, the dibar tabom. צורך הולך לדבק עצמי בתויר. פרסנס דמי מדבק אמסל, ולכס בשעס דיבורי בו, הפנימיוס הארכיוס אין סבא שפע בתויך האיסיוס. וליקשור לדבק חיוס הפנימי וחיוס המושפע בו איסיוס התויר. על ידי זה ידום את בו יסבורך. מורי די כזך. אז הוא יעק הבינו, אז בכן אבוי מייס. מה זה יעק הבינו מי מייס? כזה זה בכן אבו הכויל כל יעק, כויל זה חיוס. יעק הבינו דובק תל פנימיוס, יעק הבינו דובק תל פנימיוס Okay, that's the union of Yaakov learned Torah. When he was learning Torah in Shema Eber, he didn't sleep. Sleeping is Echad Meshishim B'Misa. Right? He didn't sleep. Because sleeping is Echad Meshishim B'Misa. So that he didn't sleep. For 14 years, he didn't sleep in Shema Eber. Then he was preparing to sleep. Preparing to sleep, that's like going into the Bechin of Oisius. Bechin is leaving the Koil called Yaakov and going into the Bechin of Tzimtzum. So it says, Vayishkav B'Mokam Ahu. That was the first time he was sleeping. But Yishkaf say Chazal Yish Chav Peis. Then he went into the Bechil of the Tzimtzum of Chav Peis Oisius and Torah. He's going down. Yitz Yaakov Beshova is going down to the Beersheva. From Beersheva, Be'er is the Chiz. It's the Etzem Chaim. It's Neveah. Neveah, the Chiz. It's Neveah. That's called Be'er. And then he was going to the Mokam of Charoi Naf. He was going to the Mokam of Hastor of Tzimtzumim. And that's the Bechil of Oisius that hides the Chiz of the Ki. So then he go to sleep. How is he going to sleep? Yaakov in Elay Meis. Doesn't sleep, doesn't die. That's the beginning of Yaakov Avinu Lo Yemeis. Yaakov Avinu Lo Yemeis, because that's the beginning. He's shaykh to a koil called Yaakov. He's shaykh to a koil called Yaakov. He has to go down to the Mizlovan, which is a big yirida for him. Then it's by Yishka Mokamahu, then he has to sleep. And when he has to sleep, then he's dovel to the Yishka of Pesach Oisius B'Torah. She is a person who learns Torah. The person who learns Torah in Asaf al-Achutz, he's learning Torah as Fashlufen. Right? Torah is not exciting. Torah is not exciting. There's no chiyas in his Torah. Now chiyas in his Torah. That's why dafka by sleeping. It says by yishkaf. By yishkaf is the yishkaf base. Then that's talk. That's like a person who learns Torah without chiyas. He's learning Torah for fashlufidik oifen. So it says sometimes you can listen to a drasha. It says you listen to a drasha, it puts you to sleep. Drasha without chiyas. He's saying oisius. Oisius. Chav peis oisius. Puts you in the mode of a yishkaf. Yishkaf peis oisius. Or a person who speaks from chiyas. A person who speaks from chiyas. That's the bechin is koil. That's not shaykh to misa. That's not shaykh to sleep in bechlad. That's the dark of Yaakov Avinu. That's the dark of Yaakov Avinu lo yemeis. That's why Dafke is the beginning of a debate. It's in the Swarm of Gresham say it's in. Even when a person is learning Torah by himself, a person should speak to her. Tefillah is more the beginning of a coil. Tefillah is more, in other words, Tefillah is shaykh to beginning more of a coil. Torah is shaykh to more based oisius words. And Tefillah is shaykh to more the beginning of coil, a person. Person who calls out, because tefillah is where a person, we know, we daven for chiyas, we're davening for parnosa, we're davening for chayim. We're davening for chayim, so it's really a chiyas talking. Tefillah is a bechin of a koil. And it says a tshuva tefillah tzedakah. I think it says in the machzerim, on top of tefillah, I think it says koil, no? You know what I mean? And it's on a toikif. Tefillah is more shaykh to koil, because tefillah we're davening for chayim, parnosa, we're davening for life, we're davening for our life. We're davening for life, that's what's shaykh more to koil, because it's our life talking, it's the chiyas talking. It's the beginning of like shayfa, the coil shayfa. No, so pshat is a person just in Torah. You're going to speak out oisius. You're going to speak out divrei Torah, diburim of Torah. But never a person's going to speak out diburim of Torah with dibur, connecting to the pnimius of that. And then it's mispash. Then it brings down chiyus even into toitazach. And ois by itself is a toitazach. Right? So toit is like the b'chinas guf. When a person speaks the leibedikait, he brings chiyus. So the Toyt is Ach, and he brings Chiyas, and that's the Tachlis. Ki Kavanasi is Barach, Choysa, Shekol Echad Gefum Shishar Oysa Belibo, Yekifum Bo Bechinosa, Yidabe Gizat Mel Oye Chiyas Elyon, Hanelam Bo Toyer. Baruch Shalom wants a person to be dubbing himself to the Oye Chiyas Elyon, that's Nelam in the Toyer. It's possible. Baruch Shalom wants a person to be medabik himself to the Orchis Ha'elion, which is Ne'elam in the Torah. V'chein Gamkin kol b'chinas ha'olam. V'ach ha'asha kol b'dvar Hashem nasu v'ruch piv kol tzvam nimtza ki kol ha'olam em kol ha'nivram also. V'ach ha'asha nasu l'adei dibu b'viz baruch. The world was created v'dvar Hashem shmaim nasu. So Gamkin Ne'elam b'hem ha'chiyas me'orin soif baruch hu. So Nimsa Shekol Olam Kol Anivram Ugamkin Torah. And he saw this discussed a lot. Now the whole world is full of Torah. So the whole world is full of the Oisis. So the whole world is full of the Toichan of the Oisis. So the whole world is full of the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person's got to find Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything.
That's the sod of we discuss rain for. Rain is chayim. Rain brings offer as misa. Right? Offer the bria superficially mitzad kiru the oisius, the gilui of the bria is a toitazach. Offer corresponds to misa. Offer after offer tosha corresponds to misa. Suddenly you're sitting there and you see things growing. Leib de gazachen, growing out of the offer. Pachat de gazach. Leib de gazach growing out of the misa. But the Teretz says that's the Nakuda. That's the Nakuda. The whole world is in the. Oh, what do you think is inside the Ofo? Ofo was created. Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. It's Leibedik inside. It's Leibedik inside. Now, Pshat is when the Yidin are turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Kesha, and Hashem is Megala himself. That's the beginning of the rain. That's the beginning of the rain. The Rabban Shalom is Megala himself, and then it rains. Then we have Kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you see Chiyas in the Bria. Chiyas in the Bria is in his Gala. You see Leibedik Gazachim. Leibedik Gazachim coming out of the Bria. You see even the Ofo. You see the whole is alive, the whole Bria is living. Shira, we say Shira brings out a person's chiz. A person sings, feels alive, sings Shira. That's why a person was in the Sakana, came out of the Sakana, Klal Yisrael thought it was all over. But then, Oz Yoshi Moshe, they sang Shira, Oz Yoshi Remez L'tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. Was the Sode Remez L'tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. Because the Pshat is that they saw, they suddenly felt a Mordeka chiz that came out of the out of the Misa came out suddenly a Chiyas. There they saw there how the Banchlan, how the Chiyas is in the Misa, in the Bria, in the Oisius, in the whole Bria, there's a Mardika Chiyas, a Mardika Chiyas. And then a person breaks up to Shir. So that's the Pirkei Shira. Pirkei Shira is what the whole Bria sings. In other words, the Bria Leipzach. The Bria sings Shira means the Bria Leipzach. We look at the Bria as a Toitazach, a Doimem, and a Dost. No, the Bria is a Leibini Kazach. It's full of the, it's full of the, so the more Shira a person, the more Chiyas a person feels, the more he goes around and he sees how the whole Bria Leipzach is Leipzach from the Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the rain brings out, the rain brings out that bechina of Chiyas. The rain, the motto, the ma'am motto, Chaim Li'olam, brings, in other words, it's Megala. The rain is Megala, the bechina of Chiyas in the world. Saying after Sukkos, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is where a person feels the chiyas of Torah and jumps and he dances, he feels the chiyas of Torah. And then on the same day as Simchas Torah, we start davening for rain already. In other words, there's a chiyas in the Torah, he said, v'dibarat abom, and there's also chiyas in the Bria, Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Shemin Atzeres, and Simchas Torah is a time where Sleitzach, mitzad the Torah. And the parallel to that, mitzad abriya. Therefore, we ask for rain at the same time. That's the bechina of rain, and that's we ask for rain. That's the bechina of mashav. That's the bechina of tchis amesim. You say mashav rochem edagoshem, and ata gibalei l'mashem. Mechayim amesim atarav lishia. Now, there's the bria looks dead. Bria looks atoytazach. Now, in the rain shows that the bria is leipzach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu megal himself in the bria shows that the whole bria leipzach. That's the bechina of Pirkei Shira that comes together with the Simchas Torah. Everything is hidden because the world is created with the Oisius, and the Oisius have the Chiyas hidden, so the whole world is a Bechina hidden. Called the Alidei Shano Chumrim, we are Gosh Mystic Shiv Shalano Kalal Hasakim Alidei Bechina Sa'ilam. Shaykh Yusuf is Baruch Nela Minista Etzleina Bechina Sa'ama. Him came a Cholta Vashiyira Vyasabayim, everything that we'll do. We'll see and we'll do in the world. Everything a person does in the world has to be Dabuk to the Dabah Hanelam. Bein Betoira, Bein Beshad Varm. Person's got to see the tzad yamin in the Beis Hamikdash. That was a leibedik plaz, because that's why, as we said, it's called Dvir Beisecha. Dibur is leibedik. It's called Dvir Beisecha. Beis Hamikdash was a leibedik place. It was a leibedik place. Everything in the Beis Hamikdash was mitzad yamin. Right, the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Heliga. Holiest parts of the Beis Hamikdash were built in the Chelek of Binyamin, because Binyamin is Ben Yamin. Once there's a new one called Pino is Shatapoina, Lo Yuela Yamin. And they walk the Mizbech, even though they needed this part of the Mizbech, they walk all the way around. Because called Pino is Shatapoina, Lo Yuela Yamin. Because the Beis Hamikdash was a place that brought out the Leibdikait, the Leibdikait of the Bria. That was the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was the Dvir Bisecha, was the Dibur, brought out the Leibdikait that's in the Bria. Every person that brought a call, he's bringing out the Chiyas, he's coming to bring the Chiyas. The Chiyas, he's dubbing everything to the Chiyas. In other words, that's why you have to bring Doimim, Tzameach, Chaim, and Dabbe to the Beis Hamikdash. Every korban had Doimim, had salt, it had Tzameach, there was Menuchas, and there was a Chai, there was the animal, there was Medaber, there was the person. Everything was brought back to its Sherish Achayim. The Beis Hamikdash was his Galus, Achiyas, and the whole Bria, and the Chiyas is hidden in the Dibur, so therefore that's the Bechina of Dibur. What can we do with Chumrim? Now, first, we have to come to the Bechina Smoila Shel Torah. Smoil shel Torah is the beginning of Smoil or Isha Bechovoid. Ach akach, yichmal Smoil be Yemin. Then we have the beginning of Zemin and Komas Leinu b'mokam Acher. In other words, that's the beginning of Mitoch Shul Lishma God Lishma. That's why Taka B'Samigdash, the Mishkan had to first be built, Smoil or Isha Bechovoid. Hashirus, Zov, Kesev, and Choshes. Right, that's initially, And then you bring the Smoil, that's why Zov, is you do a Zov, is Merumas on Gvura. Simpson, that's why there's much less Zov in the world than there is Kesef. Kesef is Ava. Ava is Kesef, Kisufin. Kesef, Kisufin, it's Ava. And Ava is Chesed, it's Pashta, it's much more silver. Zov, there's little of it. It's very valuable. Like a Zov is a reddish color. Reddish color is Gevura. Zov is Gevura. That's the beginning of Smoil. So he says you've got to start off with Smoil. So it's a Midrash, you have to start off with Zov. Zov, and Zov, and Kesef, and Choshes. Everything has to be covered with Zov, and Zov, and Zov, and Zov. That's the beginning of the Smoil, the Tachas Lorishio. You come into the Bis HaMikdash, that's the beginning of Yiminit Chapkin. And then you come into the Bis HaMikdash, then you start walking only mitzad yamin. So that's the meter shalei lishma, ba lishma. Everything has to start off that way. Bechinas chayish bechovad, bechinas shalei lishma. Tzarchli is bechinas shebehiras agodli yeshalav ebahamachad. Such behiras to be zeicha to see the chiyah straight away. The first there's a cover over it. Tzarchli is bechinas katnas regardless. Halkein therefore betchilei yasad boalefi sichlei. Kamoish asagosa v'shiyuru hu bezmanahu. Person gotta go kafi his share. This should be b'chol oifen ha'yesemo. In other words, even though a person must shtab oishav v'chovet, he must make the oishav v'chovet into a tachlis b'fnei atzmo. Then he's gonna lig in oishav v'chovet. He's gonna be at the tzad ha'yesemo. She'yosem sichli b'pchinu shoyim. But he's gonna know where the estate. He's gonna know where he's standing. He's gonna know that he's standing in a matzav of a beginning of an avoda. Like we said, lech lecha anoschol. The person's got to know that at this point I'm only beginning my halicha. Lech lecha, the beginning of the halicha. Taka lecha, lech lecha. The beginning of the halicha is taka smoyla oishe lechavoid. Avarechecha, avagad l'shmecha. You become wealthy, mimar b'momoin. That's only the beginning. A person has to know that he's only beginning. He's only lech. He's starting his halicha now. Sheyosem sichle b'chinu shoyim ba shleyam shechazatz melamata chasushon. He shouldn't be mamshech himself lamata. Because if you stop there, you can only go down. Yelech v'ischazeg esatz melal nesiyose. That's the whole bot of Avraham Avinu who didn't want to take Ashiris and Lech Lecha. He's Maisa over Simna Bonim. The Melech of Melchizedek offered him this, no, him Sruich, him this, Ad Srechanar doesn't want to take anything. And Rabbi Shem says to him, Noich Schor Chahar B'Moid, he says, Ma Titin Li, I don't need Ashiris, that's the whole bot. Avraham Avinu is saying, Maisa over Simna Bonim, you don't stay on that Madrega. Rabbi Shem, a person has to start off with Vavor, Varecha, Vagad Lashmecha. Avraham is saying, teaching us, Klal Yisrael, no, let's go to the next arg already. Lignishendem. You know, even when you see them, Malki Tzedek, everyone wants to give you more and more. Help say it. Evanti kvar ta darga azot. Now already I'm ready to go to the next madrega. That's what you're saying. A person has to know where he's holding. A person has to know. He shouldn't get too involved in what's only a haschol of him. It's only a haschol of him. It's like a person who learns Aleph Beis. He brings later Aleph Beis and learns Aleph Beis. And then, you know, he enjoys learning Aleph Beis. He's 15 years old and he's still saying, ah, come, it's Aleph O. You have to go further. There's a beginner, there's a katnas, but from the katnas, you have to stay in godless. And that's a big sign. People are very happy with katnas. People are very happy with Pashup Shah. People are very happy with the minimum of the minimum. They're not interested in delving. That's the beginner of staying in godless. Because it has to start that way, that you have to stay a katan. You have to stay a katan? No, a person has to reach godless. And that's a big sign. It's a big sign. Person more bigger hasogas he has in Gashmi, it's the bigger katness he's falling into. So even has to start. Smoil Aisha Bechavad, or a person doesn't get into that. Ach Yelech Vischazeg Atzmeila L'Siyosat Sheyizkei L'Isek HaToyra Nikras Toyras Picha. Mardikazach. Picha is what? That's the Piv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Dibor, that's the Chiyas, that's inside the Oisiyas, inside the Bechin of. So in other words, on one hand, the Bismiddish was Zov, Chesed, Gishmak, Ashiris. On the other hand, the Nefesh Kiyakri. What's the most Gishmak of Korban by the Boin Shalom? The Korban Oni. How does that work together? You want the palace of Zov, but in there you want the Oni to bring his Korban. You want the Oni, the Nefesh Kisakri, the Korban Oni, the Teretz Avada. In other words, the Oisiyas of the Chetzoini. That's where everybody meets first. That's the building, the construction. The kelim, everything's a kli. That's takazov. How about hashpo inside the pnimius of everything? Is that something else bechlal? Then you're beyond that. Bechin is beyond that stage already. So that's the bechin of the menefnish sakris. The person has to be mechazik himself. La l'siyis hat sheyizke leisek atoyer nekras toyer spicha sheyov and bavana gemura. The person has to understand bavana gemura lasek batoyer bedvekas boer and soif baruch hu hashifeya behei moitzes apeshim chopes oisis batoyer shabali dea dibo pervis borach. That's Lishma, Lishem Hei. Lishem Hei is the Hei Moitzes HaPeh. If the person has to dehair their bunch on Kaviyachal speaking, Chiyus, Miachash Yovizer, Yishgam Kin Kamadrigas, Goel Mal Gavoya, Shakol Oichi Schazik, Leilech, Yelech La Soga Yisero, Chinazu. Let's say somebody has got the koyach to go weiter, to go tiefer, and he doesn't do that. He doesn't reach that madrigo of chiyus. Ein ze nechshav leila avdus klal. Pachadi gazar. It's not considered avdus b'chlal. I is dominating. I is learning. It's nishka avdus. Kim sheyochel sheyasig mishah oisa yom yosei. You could do more. You could be dovek. You could go deeper. You could be dovek to the diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lies in every word. And that's the bechin of hey moitzes peh. That's lishmo. L'shem hey. L'shem the hey moitzes peh. To feel the dibur, the chiyas. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Betoichoy in all the yoseis. Can't just stay in the outside. Rezeu shom adobin amelech toiv li teres picham. And that's what David HaMelech says. Toiv li teres picha. See, Moshe Rabbeinu is a madrega of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groine. Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groine. Now, there's Moshe Rabbeinu's kol kula the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't know about anything else. It was kol kula the dibur Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groine. Until Eil Advarim. Until Eil Advarim Asher Dibbe Moshe. But the first day of Moshe Rabbeinu, Adab Hashem and Moshe Leim Adab El Bnei Israel, is Moshe Rabbeinu's kula the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was completely lifnim already. So that was the thing between him and Bezalel. Bezalel was in charge of the Oisius. Yudea Oya Betzalel Oisius Shnevrim Abshmayim Oretz. Our Rosh Rabbeinu was in charge of the Dibor, which is the Pnimis of the Oisius. So that was the Bikuach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what? Bring the Kain and then bring them and then build the Mishkan. Tzal says, how can you bring this? There's no Chitoini yet. That was the thing between them. There's the Oisius. And then there's the chiyus inside the oisius, which is the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the oisius. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a daber al bnei Yisrael. He was a daber al bnei Yisrael. So he wasn't involved bichlal in the oisius. He was involved in the dibur slicked in the oisius. So he says no. He says before you build the thing, bring everything inside already. Betzalel was in charge of yidaya betzalel oisius. You never bem shemayim arts. So the shiluv of Betzalel and Moshe, that's the shiluv of the oisius and the diburim inside the oisius. So Betzalel takes chosen. Otherwise, they're asked why did Moshe Rabbeinu build the mishkan? Teres is Betzalel b'l Mishkos. Yeah, Yudea ya Betzalel Oisius, Shinever B'Mishmayim Oretz. He was in charge of the Oisius. And Moshe Rabbeinu was in charge of the Dibur, which is the Bechin of the inside of the Oisius, which is the Bechin of Maidaba Hashem and Moshe, Daba el B'nei Yisrael, he's Kulei Diburim. So therefore he thinks, I don't know anything about the covers, outside, Dibur, that's what he knows about. Betzalel says, no, first you have to have the Bechin of Oisius outside. And that's not going to say that over. First you have to, that's the way they did it. They did it like Betzalel says. First you have to build the outside. Why? Because look at Chila, you don't get straight to the Heimoitz's Pei, you don't get straight to the Lishma, you don't get straight to the Dibur, the Heimoitz's Pei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person's this first Chitzoin is there, that the first build of Chitzoin is in the next going. That's what David HaMelech says. Toiv li teres picha. David HaMelech was dovok. David HaMelech was the ikar bechin is malchus. Malchus is daber, dibor. Dibor melech l'shilton, right? Melech is the bechin is dibor. Malchus is the bechin is dibor. So that was David HaMelech. David HaMelech is shaykh to dibor. Toiv li teres picha. Piv. Rasulim HaMelech is picha. Toiv li lasik b'toyra davik is atzmi v'chiyusi b'achiyus shel slabish b'al edei picha. Shedibarta oysan b'diburcha elyon she'ine musik. And what's that better? Me Alfe is over Chesem. Now he's going to answer why Dafka Alfe, why Torah is about worth 10,000 as well. Revova. Why does it say Alfe? Hakavanu Kaomi ki kol zehu alidei shemetchilo haye limudei bo bechina smoyla shioishe bechobo. The beginning was the bechina of a limud is smoyla. But Alfe loshen limud, like it says ba'alaf vechochma. Right? Elef means a loshen of to learn, of limud. So that's pshat. Al idei al limud shoy tchil be katnas shu bechinas klipa shekodma la priyin shloy nishma al idei ze bossi le bechinas zu shi teres picha. That's pshat. Toiv li teres picha. The dibur, the pnimis of learning is better than the alfe, than the limud of zav chesef, than the limud that you start off with smoy lo ishe bechovet. So toiv li teres picha. The pnimis, the chiyus of Hashem in the oisius, that's better than the shloy nishma, than the alfe, than the learning of alfe loshen learning, the learning of zav chesef, the learning of bechinas smoy lo ishe bechovet. וזהו מאלפי זו וחסף מלימוד הקודם שלמדתי לשם זו וכסף התחיל היה שיר אל כוסי סברך שמה יצא לאודם כך כנל. The goyim always interested in the smoylo ishe v'chobet. That's why the goyim write from left to right. English, you write from left to right. They're much more. They're only interested. They're not interested in going to the pinimis. They want only the chitzonis, the gevir, the shiras. Klal Yisrael aleph beis. You start writing from right to left. Because the yamin, you've got to start off. In the mighty writing, it's got to be with the kavana of yamin, with the kavana of yamin, like he said, like the Hedegamar Naim said earlier. But the goyim, that's all they want. They want b'shiras, ayishav chovet. So they're not interested in going into the bechinas dibur. Chenu seida hanhoga shel ha'odam lilmoid imo ya'oisius. Who you then a klal? Ve'in a seichel klal. That is a person learning oisius. He doesn't know. He's got das. Doesn't got schabrus to the oisius. Ve'in a seichel klal. Rak betachlus akatnas. Tzarcha melamed. Literally simonim. The melamed of a little kid needs simonim lefi seichel akatan. Hol halbish le'adova kefi seichel the mashal. Im oim eloy emor aleph. So the melamed tells the yiddish kinderlech say the word aleph. Atinuk amaskan any day mad. Doesn't know what aleph is. Ve'ezu aleph. Tzarcha melamed literally simon. Loim eloy ha'aleph hukmo ya. In other words, you give a word that starts off with that letter, and that's how the child knows that letter. When he gives him simonim, he's malbish to oisius. So that's like being malbish to oisius. Person has to know shekachu etzla tzimtzum elakusis baruch hagol. Shemetzumtzum ba'oisius man etzla tinoik bedova hahu shemalbish boya melamde kaviyochal ad sichle shel tinoik. That's exactly how the Rebbein Shalom is metzumtzum himself in oisius. Ki ha'alef hu b'chol dova shu alufi shel oilam shel es as aponim. Alef corresponds to something that is in everything. It's the pele. Alef is the pele that lies in absolutely everything. V'gam shomu b'chines alef kaviyachol shemetzamzem etzle kefi asagose v'hoben ze ki hu klal godl ki alkein ikram oilam es oilam oilam es roshin helam al shem alomo yuzbar shu b'salim amistata b'chol zman l'chol adam kefi yisrachol. Why? B'chdei shemishom yuchol l'dabek es atzme bo yuzbarach. In other words, the person has to know that everything he sees b'chitzoinis is only in kedai that he should get into the pinimius. Roiv b'hiras gadol, it's got to be roiv from chitzoini. A person starts learning Torah, starts off with the base. He's got to know that the oisius is only a bias, but everybody wants to know what the inside of the bias looks like. Everybody wants to know what the inside of the bias, the pinimius, looks like. But it's got to be a bias. It's got to be oisius. It's got to be a bechina of oisius. It's got to be tzimtzumim, because that's the haschala. A person has to know that's only the haschala. But the ikir, that's only a tzimtzum. The Rebbein Shalom is mitzamtzum, and therefore a person is dibur. So that's the. That's the sort of Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Odom. Why is Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Odom? I read the Rebbein Shalom spoke out of Torah. The Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Odom is to teach a person that person with his own Dibra. Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Odom, with his own Dibra, has to be dovek to the Dibra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's talking out the Dibra, he must realize it's not stum merely Oisius. He's bringing his Chias into the Oisius, and that's how he's dovek to the Chias that lies in the Oisius. The Torah gave us that koyach of our Dibra should be medaber, should be medovek to the Dibra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the day that Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam, that the Torah and our Dibur should meet together, and then a person can learn Torah with the Chiyas, a person can learn Torah with the Pnimiyas. Torah is carrying all the Chiyas, everything inside. It starts off with the outside, but a person's got to go into the inside. It's a very big Yisad. Unfortunately, I have to go fast because we have to. Why is it Le'olam Yasa Godan? You can't say he's always Le'olam Yasa. He should always. You say in the same sentence that it's supposed to come Lishma. So how can you say he should always be Shalay Lishma? If he's supposed to get to Lishma soon, it's not Le'olam. Achu Ka'amo Lishma Nikra Lishem Hei. Hashem Hei Moitz Zapeh Elyon. That's learning the Chiyot Chiyas. Hanel Amnista Bo Isi Zitoria Dea Dibu Shetzi Mepiv Elyon HaKadosh Ledabek Esatzme Lo'orin Tzayf Baruch Hu Shiyye Achdus Him HaChiyas Shenishpa Bo Isi Shiroya Lidish Medabek Chiyus Hashu Gamkin Chiyas HaElyon. His Chiyas is the Chiyas HaElyon. So when our Chiyas is Dabek with Chiyas HaElyon, that's through the Diburi Toyer. But that's only eventually. V'zei Yiv Shel HaSikim Shemetchila Yiyye Bechina Smoila Shel Toyer Shnikro Shiloi Lishma Ka'amo Ka'amo Le'el. וזהו לעולם לא ואילה בחינס ההלם. If you want to get to the bechina, what's hidden? Tell us, if you want to get to the inside, la'olam means if you want to get to the helam, which means if you want that the helam should be nisgala to you, That's la'olam, olam. Olam is lashon helam. So if you want to get to the la'olam, to the helam, you got to start learning shelo yishma. And then mitoich shelo yishma. The mitoich, Maranam says in different places, mitoich is the inside. The inside of shelo yishma, the inside of the vada, you'll find the hey moitzes peh. He starts off, you want to get to the Helam. We know it's a Helam now. So you've got to go in, you've got to go into the house to see it. It's Helam, it's hidden. So you've got to say the Oisius. But the Tachlis is that you want to get to the Helam. You want to get to what's hidden. So the Tachlis of a person is to get into the Halama, to get into what's Helam. The person realizes that the Chitzonius is only. That's why it's the Shorish of Torah. That's why the Shorish of Torah is in the Mechina. The mechina of chashos. B'machashak imoshivani is a talmud ba'avli. Says the Gemara Sanhedrin. That's the word. The word is that there's a helam first. And then Bavli is gishmak. Bavli is the lomdus. Bavli is where also the keilu where it's moshayach to be shelo lishma. A lot of fighting, a lot of arguing, a lot of mechinas like that. That's the choshech. Rather the hilga tanam na miroim above it. Tanam, they were learning Torah. They understood that it's b'machashakim, but they were getting to the helam. They're waiting to get to the merdeka b'chin of helam. So that's the b'machashakim o'shivani. The ikub of the Torah is to know that the oisis and everything around it is only a choshech, but everybody in the choshech wants to get to the or, and the or is hidden inside the choshech. So that's why the Torah, olam hakisei. To hold on to the Kisa Kovod to get the Torah. Kisa Kovod is not a Bria, the Oilam Bria is the Oilam of Choshech. And that's the Psha understood. The Malachim see a certain light. Yotze Oir, Malachim are Oilam Yitzira. You talk about the Malachim. Kilo, talk about them in the Bria, till Abba Rabba, you talk about them, but that's the beginning of Yotze Oir. Yotze Oir. And then Yitzira, you see an Oir straight away. So that's about the Gewaltic Oir. Oba, the real helam, the real or, that's something that's helam, that's first choshech. And that's the choshech that would break through. Lo oilam, you want to get to the helam, you've got to break through. It's got to be a bechin of shaloi lishma, a terech shaloi lishma. There a person can feel the lishma, can feel the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch. Masha yikshu atoises in masha gasav le mokam ache. Haloimed shaloi lishma, noyech shaloi shle nivra. So Tosfos asks, it says it's a terrible thing to learn. Better that he wouldn't be created. Tirtzu daimon lomid lekintor, and son if he learns lekintor, he's got moedik zachal. Hocha mayer belomid amnashi kru rebi ulashin kvoide. It must be a moedik zach. What's the difference between somebody who learns for kovod and somebody who learns lekantor? Kantor to make machlokes and to do. What's the difference? The difference is a person is learning for kovod. Kovod has a makor ruchni as well. Kovod has a makor ruchni, right? It says the neshama needs kovod. That's the Indian of kovod ames. Kovod ames. The neshama needs kovod. Kovod is a merdik of ruchni stigazach. Loi bara kodesh baruch elomai ela lechvoidoi. Kovod is a ruchni stigazach. Know what? And it's netzamtzem into a kovod. Kovod for people who want kovod. But what's the shirish of that kovod? The shirish of that kovod is kvoid shemayim. So male a person on Torah like a tchila for kovod. That's the same as the there's oisius, there's oishav a kovod, and in that is nealam the panimis of that. Same thing with kovod. So with kovod, it's not a stira to the likus. Understand? It's not a stira to the likus. Fakert. It's a kovod which is mitzumtzum. And if it's mitzumtzum, it's mislabish into a different kovod. But what's inside the kovod of that shaloi lishma? Kovod shemayim. So that's not a stira. Lekanter. It's going to explain that machloikas, that there's no panimis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Shbaruch Hu Shalom. Torah is the Recher Dach and Noem Achon Nasiv Eser Shalom. So if a person learns Torah Kadei Lekanter, there's no panimis there, Bechlal. The whole part of learning Torah is in order that Torah Shalom Shmo, you get to the Shmo. Why? Because mitoich inside there, you do have the chis of the kus. So you have to break through, but you'll get inside, and you want to get to the halama. The problem is Alema Torah de la Kanta, his Torah is empty, there's no inside. You want to say that Ben Shalom's there, if he's learning Kadei la Kanta, Ben Shalom's not there, Bechla. Ben Shalom's not there, Bechla, there's no halam. It's like somebody breaks through, he thinks there's something, he thinks he's going to find some gishmak, and he digs and digs until he breaks through and there's nothing there. It's that taka chaval al hazman. That's taka noech le shle nivra, chaval. A waste of time. His creation, his being there is a waste of time. He's not getting anywhere, he's not getting to anything. That's kadei la kanta, that's the chilik. That's why koirach l'chol adosa, the koirach ha-machloikus, they just weren't there. What happened? The ground swallowed them up. They're not there. Chaval, they should be around. Make a machloikus? Mik machlekes, and that's why always the pshat is that the chilek machlekes l'shem shemayim, machlekes l'shem shemayim. Machlekes l'shem shemayim is faket. How do we find the pnim? That's machlekes hillel and shama. How do you find the chiyus of the key? So hillel has a shorish midas achesed, and he has shama has a shorish midas agvura. What is how to get to the key? How to get to the key is about the safe in the sky. You'll find the key. Machlekes l'shem shemayim is pshat is that you make no machlekes. There's no shchina there. There's no shchina kedusha there. All these nyanim by Torah. If there's no shchina there, then it's mamash a waste of time. So, somebody learns Torah Kadeshi Yikru Rebbe or Lashem Kvoid, that's different to a Gaiva. A person uses Torah for Gaiva, also says Torah Hashem called Baalev. Yeah? In other words, Gaiva is more, it's not just like Kovet. Kovet says Gaiva is more Lashem Kintor. Gaiva means you want to be on top of somebody else. Kovet means that you feel that you get Kovet, so you'll want to learn more or whatever. That's Lashem Kovet. Somebody learns Torah Gaiva, the Baruch Shalom says, Ein Ani Behu Yachal Adar. Again, it's in his Torah. Ain't any behu yachalada. His Torah, there's nothing there in the Torah. So the ik of Torah is to learn Torah ba'anova. Right? All the Gemara's and Tanis Ma'ayim, Torah's Nimshalamayim, Makam Gavoy, Makam Nomach. Hanova is the Eshter Zach. Right? Why? Because in Anova, Baruch Shalom says, that's where I am. Right? Ani is Daka Shval Ruach. Ani is, Baruch Shalom's there with the Daka and the Shval Ruach. So he's there. He's there, Behelam, but he's there. So mainly, you know, that Torah is going to reach. Going to reach the Pnimius. There he'll find the Chiyus Laki. He'll search hard. He'll start off with Smoila Isha V'Chovoyt, but he'll get there. Somebody knows Torah with Gaiva, you won't get anywhere. There's no Shechina there b'chlal. It's an empty. It's a halal. It's empty. It's empty. His learning is a waste of time. That's the b'chin of Noyach Leish Lenibra. Somewhere in the Gazach. Where this Shechina is just surrounded. Break through the surroundings and get to the Pnim. When the Pnim is empty, there's nothing there. It says Noyach Leish Lenibra. It's a stomach waste of time. Sorry, in the Indian of Shalei Lishma, if a person is not learning Torah, if a person is not learning Torah for the Mitoich, so he'll never get there. He'll never find the Shechina. The Shechina is not there. That's the chilek between Kavoida and Gedei Lekanta. You know, they told the joke of the Reform Shul. The guy got kicked out of the Reform Shul because he was too frum. So he's banging on the door, he wants to get let in. So he hears a bus calling and says, don't worry, they don't let me in either. Now there's certain places, oh, Reykjavik of the coast. There's no other coast in Nebuchadnezzar. What are you searching for? Where are you trying to get to? It's empty. A person who learns the Ilkdei L'choidoi, that's the beginning of Smoila, Oyshe V'chovoi. That's Oyshe V'chovoi. The person got to start off with Smoila, Oyshe V'chovoi. It wasn't going to be very careful. It's not a cover that he wants to have to guide it to be on top of somebody else. That already goes into the content. Some people feel they'll steig with kovod, they'll prepare better, more people are listening, so they'll prepare better, whatever. It has a certain tchunas because there's kvod shemayim in there. There is in there. Everything is in there. Hoben einin huma omar el shahel mu bechol dova. Hein balas mal yoin ni kon gam kin elomos al shem sha shem is barch mal ma mast es atsma behem kfi ya bkhin as al yoin im shas gosen gedayla ve gam kin bar ma tachten a shofel us neul ma tachten a shofel kbi yoch ma shpi es atsma le tsamtsa ma krosa ile kusa al sekh lod no in other words everywhere them al yoin im tachten im everywhere every oil they also called oil mas al matzil is also called oil everywhere there a bunch of them is mal ma mast himself ve noida shi is kovin nivra ve kovin net. What's the mission? Covered nivra, covered nevs. Covered nivra, covered am lubish. It's a kvod shemayim. It's a lubish in the vrom. Shurashu umish kore covered ele. Lebara kodesh baruch hu loma ele lechvoidei. Pshat is when a person sees covered bnei adam over here. That's the end. You see covered bnei adam. Then you think this is covered bnei adam. And what's this amench? So that leads you to kvod shemayim. That's called covered. That's called covered nivra. It's a covered that a bunch of them allows to be in the slabish in the nivram. But the pnimius of that of the covered of the nivram is the kvod shemayim, and it's the slabish in the kvod. Covered netzal who kvoida elin a godel built him musig in Avram. That's netzal. It's like the beginning of Atzilus. Shumamish alikus hagomo shulashin etzal and Atzilus etzla yisbarach mamish. So that's a certain kovet shemayim that doesn't come down to his galus bechlal. But the other kovet shemayim, there is a kovet, kovet nivra. There is a kovet of Hashem. That's the slabish down here. That's the pshat. A person gives kovet to his rav, like moy rabach kamor shemayim. So pshat is kovet rabach, kvod rabach. There's an Indian of kovet to parents, an Indian of kovet to a rav, because that's the pshchina of being mechabedim. You get to kvod shemayim. There is a kvod shemayim and some lubish in there. So a rav is the pshchina of he's giving, he brings you to olam haba. So pshat is that's the pshchina of a ruchni stick of kovet. So a person gives kovet to his rav. That's how he gets to So he gets to Kvod Shemayim, as he gets to the Pnimi, so that's, but there is Kvod Shemayim there, there is Kvod Shemayim there. I forget, that's why it's compared to Kvod Shemayim. It's compared to Kvod Shemayim, because that's where the Kovod, the Pnimi of the Kovod is, the Kvod Shemayim. Then some Misha Sikhla Idim Asagyos, Akim Shechavdu Miku Rabbi. No, if all his Seichel, all his Masagyos, that Shem Mechablim call him Rabbi, then some Kovod Ugamkein, Helem, and of course he's Baruch Shemayim. No, the Kovod Shemayim is there, it's there Behelem. He's thinking of his own Kovod, but the Kovod Shemayim is there Behelem. If it starts off like that,
you can't get now to understand Kvod Shemayim.
So maybe we have to first understand Kvod Bnei Adam, and from Kvod Bnei Adam you get to Kvod Shemayim, because the Kvod Shemayim licked in there. Nimsa gamkein kachu gilu elakusay etzle. Ah, but mishalem elakanteh shu machloikas shu shaloi l'shem shemayim ve'ein soifa l'skayim ki lo yuchel lo ba'ele de'a toira hu lebechinas kiyum. You won't get to the dagger l'shma. Why? Ma'achah shu l'shem machloikas shu shom kam yuchel head elakus. There's no elakus there. Ve'ein shom helam elakus yizborach. Some shot l'elakus yizborach is ne'elam. It's there, but it's hidden. Not there b'chlal. Because it's not there, it's a blown up balloon. Nothing in that balloon. So can only be in Shalem. Then Akoru Gilu Lekusis Baruch Yachalov Lekavanosa and Mitis Geder Lishma. Then you can get to the Mardik Bechin of Geder Lishma. It's a pachadi gazach. The second Bais HaMikdash was destroyed of Sinas Chinam. The Machlekes. The Rosh Hashanah is not there Bechlal. What's the Bais HaMikdash? Bais HaMikdash is the Mokim for the Shechina to dwell. Right? The Rosh Hashanah had a Nisava Kadosh Baruch Hu Lisle Dira Betachtoinim. Sinas Chinam is this Machlekes Lashlele Shem Shemayim. It's not there Bechlal. It's not there Bechlal. What's this? So we need a building. The building was just in order to conceal, to be Malim on what's inside. If there's no inside, so you need a building. It's like somebody builds a building and don't put anything inside. No furniture, nobody lives there, just builds walls around. What's the Oifkitin? So Pshat is when there's Shalom, so then the Rebbein Shalom's in there. It's Nelam, and he's in there, and you can find him in there. But the Sinas Chinam, not there Bechla. What do you need a binyan for? It's like that person. The Oisius that he's learning, Sofer Lachos, what do you need his Torah for? His Torah is empty, there's no Lekus inside there. So that's the Olam could be destroyed. Bais HaMikdash was a mocking for Ashuras Hashchina, but the Shchina is not there. That's Sin Hashchina. That's how bad Machloikas is. That's why the Sitra Achra is always misgaber, Dafka to make Machloikas between Tamid HaChomim, between Rebbes, between Dus, and between Dafka in the Mokim, which on the Koimus of Ashuras Hashchina, that's where he makes Machloikas. Because that causes the Stalkas of the Shchina. Moedikazach. אבל הקינטר מחלויקס, היא מחלויקס כוח מהדוסוי, שכוונו עושה רק לשם קינטר ולא לכבוידה. מה היה סויפה? What was the end of כוח? מאחר שאוחס בדובה שאין בחייס, there's nothing inside, there's no חייס inside, שהוא הידע או אין סויפה ברוך למוקמו. לקח נדע גם כמין העולם, נשאר תחתיס. כוח wasn't there anymore. He's not there anymore. That's the word. The lekus is, if you make a מחלויקס, the lekus is not there. Lekus is not there, so no כוח there. There's no purpose for him. There's no purpose for him if he's מרח את הלכוס. Aaron HaKohen had to be an Oiv Shalom and Roidiv Shalom, because the whole vote of Aaron HaKohen was he was the one who brought the Shechina down. He was the one who was Miyapeh. He was the one who brought the Klal Yisrael to the Bechinas Shechina. So he made sure he was an Oiv Shalom and Roidiv Shalom to make sure that the Shechina should want to come down. Right? That was the Chiddush between Moshe and Aaron. Aaron HaKohen was Miyapeh Klal Yisrael. He knows that the Rebbein Shalom should want to be shared the Shechina. So tonight number one is there should be Shalom amongst Yidden, and then the Shechina is shared. Then there's the Emes Tikkun Ashuras Hashchina. That's why there's Ashuras Hashchina with a minion. A minion is the inyan of Hesachdus. In other words, we want to bring down the Shechina. The Beis HaKnesses, why do you need the minion to learn? Because a minion is, in the Beis HaKnesses, you want to bring the Shechina down. Mitzad the Beis HaMedrash, it says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokeinu Ela Mishal Halachos. There's a Rebbein Shalom there in the Beis HaMedrash. But in the Beis HaKnesses, you have to be mazmin the Shechina to come down. Right? How you mazmin the Shechina to come down? Achdus. Minion is an Achdus. 10 people is in this, it brings his Achdus. Next, takes Pratim and makes them into his Achdus. Right? Good. Number 10 is one
One Ephes. 6, 7, 8, 9, then you go back to number one. There's only one. That's the Bechinah of Sachdas. That's how you bring the Shekhinah. That's how you bring the Shekhinah down over here. Oh, because there's no Shekhinah there, so it's empty. So you might as well not be there. It's a Tanayin Torah. That's why the Ashur HaShchon is there. The Boin Shalom is there in the Oisius. Hoshab Sukkim. Lachain, Kintor Bavadai, Eina Nichnas, Legeda Shikra B'Shem Torah. Therefore, Kintor is Vadai, Eina Nichnas, Legeda Shikra B'Shem Torah. So, Moin Degazach, his Torah is Bechlal Nishkan Torah. It's a Torah without a Likus inside. A Torah without a Likus is nothing. It's better that a person learns Lakanta shouldn't be there. Mamash a waste. Everybody says Noach Leishel Nivra, right? About everybody, Shammai and Hillel, Noach Leishel Nivra. Achzeh Cholok in Kolodim. Shom Neh and Gemor, Achshav Shenivra, Yifashvish B'masa. Yifashvish means he should search for the Likus. Why is it better Noach Leishel Nivra? Because he starts off Shloi Lishmo. But Chotsh Yifashvish, he has an avoid, he'll get to Lishmo. Yifashvish B'masa. If he digs deep enough, he'll find the Likus. He looks for Yifashvish, means he looks for the Likuz, it's there. It's there behelam. So kafi the matz of the way he starts, it's learn noach leish lenivra. But he can get there, Yifashvish Masav, he can get there. Mizeh yochel ischazik, yosek omo. Zeh shemasav heim elekintor, bevadai eine ochus belikuz klal. Chalan roichus belikuz, vein loy bema litfus, but ischazik yosek. Nothing inside him, it's empty. Reikon mitoichem. Reikon mitoichem, there's not, no Indian for him to be mischazik. So you might as well learn noach leish lenivra, chaval that he's around. V'hovin kem klolim gedoylim. V'aboy yizborach yisayenu l'kayim an omen selo. Mordeka, mordeka zach, mordeka yisod. Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everywhere. Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single place. I mean, therefore, that's the whole vote. Like we said before, a person should always try to learn the Dibur, and should always try to bring the Chiyas in the Dibur. Because then the Chiyas in the Dibur is Medaber and Makash himself to the Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oisius themselves are dry. Oisius are connected doimim. A person got to bring the Oisius to life. That's what our Avodah is, to bring the whole Bria to life, to make a Lebedik a Bria, as we said before, to show that the Likus is everywhere in the Bria. A person who learns Torah, Nasaf Elachutzchas of Shalom, he's learning a Toita Torah. What's Misa? Misa means the Stalkas and the Shoma. It means the Chiyas of the Ki is not there anymore. That's the Bechan of Misa. The person who learns a Toita Torah might as well die. Mechamayin might as well be Toit. He's learning a Toita Torah. The whole meaning of learning Torah is Kehim Chayein or Mechamayin to bring the Chiyas of Torah. The Chiyas of Torah is through the Diburim of Torah. It says that before Mashiach comes, and Pasuk of Psukim and say Malachi thing, Oz Nidbru, Ishul Reyehu, Vayakshiv Hashem Vayishmo. There's diburim of kedusha, and there's diburim of kedusha. And the ikus of the Mashiach is going to be so full of menasaf al achutz, full of gaiva, full of kovod, full of reikam. As nidbru ish Yisrael, when two yidden nem tzazamen, meret tzazamen, divrei toira, divrei esoyrus, spring azah, moedik akoyach achias. It's like, you know, a person in the desert. It's full of misa. He sees a ashtikel vasa, a bit of water, a bit of chias. The ikus of the Mashiach, it's such a door which is reikam mitoich and rachman atzlan. And a person speaks diburim, he brings a ashtikel chias into the Welt. It doesn't say they're going to learn together. Nidbru, Yishreyehu, Tiburim, Chizuk, Emuna, Tiburim. It's like bringing an oasis into a desert. I mean, David, bring out the Chiz of HaKadosh Baruch. That's the sod of the Bartabom. Bartabom, a person has to realize that the whole Bria is full of Shivtcha, Vesecho, Belechtcha, Baderech, Shachbecho, Kamecho. A person's got to, the whole Bria is full of, when he speaks Torah, so he's bringing the whole Bria back to life. Bring the whole Bria back to life, that's the tachlis of the Torah. It's a tachlos of the Bria. Therefore, the Hascholas me alfiz over chesed. What Dovid Melech saying, I've been already after that. Toiv li teres picha. To feel the picha, to feel the piv, to feel the chias of the key. Without dibors and skasha to the chias of the key. That's the Merdik Azach. That's the Torah. We learn Torah. Vadab Hashem. Vadab Hashem. Vadab Hashem. Vadab El Bnei Yisrael. Shechinu medaberes mitarech groinoi. That's the Merdik Azach. That's the sod also of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is the Rabban Shalom of Dibur. Torah Shebal Peh is our Dibur, which connects together to the Dibur, to the Peh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our Bechina, bringing the Likus
which lies in us. However, they're both Torah Shebikzav is the Dibur of Hashem. Torah Shebalpeh is our Dibur. Our Dibur has to connect to the thing, and then we bring Chiyas to the whole Bria. The whole Indian of our connection to the Bria can only be through Dibur. So therefore, that's why you have to speak. You have to make a bracha before you eat. You got to bring Chiyas. You got to bring Chiyas to the whole Bria. So his brachas beginning with Torah Shebalpeh, as that's connecting Tana Krokoi, it's connecting our Dibur, Torah Shebalpeh, the Dibur which is on our Peh, to the Dibur of the Bechinas Dabel Bnei Yisrael Matal. That's the bechina of bringa of adibur. So the Torah Shebalpeh is more the bechinas briyadik, and Torah Shebalpeh is more the bechinas coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the ikir is that adibur should connect to the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if it has to start off b'smoy la yishu v'chovet, it has to be a bechina of v'chal nasi v'seh shalim. The end of Torah Shebalpeh is Hashem oyiz lam ayitein, Hashem yevorech es amo ev ha-shalayim. The last word of Torah Shebalpeh is shalayim. Torah Shebalpeh is full of melchamas and full of arguments and full of everything. Rather, that's all good, that's all fine, as long as it leaves, as long as it ends up a shalom, as long as faket, it says that's why Hillel and Shammai, the nimnu, the yibamas, the nimnu, they used to marry each other, even though the psakad din could bring a sophic mamza, they used to marry into each other. It gives to stress the shalom. You stress the shalom, then you're learning Torah with the Rabbeinu Shalom. When there's no shalom, then there's no Rabbeinu Shalom there, then it's mamish Torah and asaf alachutz. Connecting, that's what Torah Shebalpeh has to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash is the Ikanakud of Torah Shebalpeh. The Koyin is the Bechin of Torah Shebalpeh. That's connecting our Dibur to the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connecting our Dibur Koyinim with Torah Shebalpeh, and that's being Miyachid, our Dibur with the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is the whole piece that he's saying over here, that when we speak, we Dovik, our Dibur to the Pnimis Archis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Pel Dekezach. Yeah. That was the whole Vata Mitzrayim. The whole Vata Mitzrayim was trying to make it take out the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu came and says, no, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Haoretz. Pharaoh was trying to make it Stalkus the whole time. Tosam Avir and Matzliach Mitzrayim. They're walking, Shmak, Melshin, make Machloikas. Machloikas. The whole inner Mitzrayim was Stalkus of the Shechina. Stalkus of the Shechina, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshin. If Moshe Rabbeinu can't talk Diburim of Hashem, I can't share it. The whole world of Dibur is connecting our Dibur to the Dvar Hashem Shnayan. Dibur is licked in Briya. If somebody's the whole time trying to be Mistalik, the Shechina, his Moshe Rabbeinu can't share it. Moshe Rabbeinu can only speak as our Dibur, which where Dibur is Galus Hashchina. But when there's no Shechina, when the Chstalkas Hashchina, things started getting better with the Makkas. When Hashem said, "Ani Hashem b'kerev ha'oretz," then there was yeah, Helikus over here. that was the Bechina of Ani Hashem b'kerev ha'oretz. Then Moshe Rabbeinu could speak better. The whole Bada says the Dibur is in the Midbar. Midbar is a tighter platz. The whole Bria looks a tighter platz. Oh, but the Dibur, the person knows Vilik the Chiyas licked in the Aseres Dibur. Chiyas licked in the flies in the Dibur. In the Dibur, that's where you have the Chiyas. And even when a person is learning on his own, you should always try to learn the Dibur. Always try to learn the Dibur. Shitta here a laugh, Kedibur Dom. Rather, there's a Shitta here, Kedibur Dom. But that Maila of bringing Chiyas in my life. Chiyas, Sleipzach, Chesen, Toyer's Chaim, Tzadikim, Sosin, Krum, Chaim, the Toyer, Sleipzach, Lebchinus, the Seif, Doyer's Bekeme, Mardikazach. Mardik a Pachat, person on Toyer, how much Chno he has to have to learn Toyer. As a Chno person has to have, as a Nov, as a Bittler person has to have to learn Toyer, because maybe he has to be Dovid to the Chiyas, the Key. Mardikazach. Yeah. The Pig Sugya.